The Tony Awards announced their nominations today.
I hope you like your Broadway hot.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
The things you see with a change of perspective.
So for a look at this year's best stage musicals and plays, we are joined by Jeff London, who covers Broadway for NPR. Welcome, Jeff.
It's nice to be speaking with you, Tiziana.
So pandemic restrictions have mostly been lifted. Broadway is back. Here is a bit from the revival of Sweeney Todd, starring Josh Groban.
Speak to me, friend. Whisper. I'll listen.
What stood out to you among the nominees for Best Musicals, Jeff?
Well, it was an excellent year for musical revivals. Of course, Sweeney Todd with Josh Groban and his co-star, Annalee Ashford. Also, there was another Sondheim revival, Into the Woods, and Sarah Bareilles, who was in that, got nominated.
Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband, no one lives in the woods.
In terms of the new musicals, there were several shows that got a lot of love. One was Some Like It Hot, the Marilyn Monroe movie, but it's really been updated. The character who becomes Daphne is a person who is non-binary, and they discover as they portray Daphne in the show that they prefer being a woman. And it's just a great deal of fun.
Some like it rough, some like it tame. Give me a moth who loves the flame. Some like it hot, and hot is what I got for you.
And then finally, and I think this has a good shot of winning Best Musical, there is this very quirky show called Kimberly Akimbo, which stars Victoria Clark, who was nominated, as a 15-year-old who has sort of a form of progeria. So she's prematurely aging, and she falls in love with a classmate, a teenage classmate.
I like the way you see the world. I like your point of view. A little sly, a little strange, a little bit askew.
So that's the musicals category.
So let's talk about the plays, Jeff. Give us the standout nominees.
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me is that three plays that had already won Pulitzer Prizes were nominated for Best Plays. Fat Ham, which is currently running, it is a black queer comedy version of Hamlet set in a backyard barbecue. Then there is Between Riverside and Crazy, which is about a retired policeman who is in a legal dispute with the city. And then finally, a Broadway debut, Cost of Living, which looks at two disabled people and the caretakers for them. And there were two disabled actors in the play, one of whom got nominated for a Tony Award.
Speaking of some excellence in the acting categories, I know you're really tuned into a race between Jodie Comer and Jessica Chastain in the Best Leading Actress in a Play. Here's a little bit of Comer's performance in Prima Facie.
A lawyer's job is not to know, it's to not know.
Now, these are two actresses who are acclaimed for their screen roles. Why do you think the Best Leading Actress in a Play is kind of a contest to watch?
Well, because these are two really indelible performances. In terms of Jodie Comer, she plays a criminal defense attorney who defends, for the most part, people who have been indicted for sexual assault. But the second half of the play, she gets sexually assaulted herself. And she realizes how the law is stacked up against victims. So it's a very powerful performance. In the case of A Doll's House, this is...
Which is Jessica Chastain.
That's Jessica Chastain, right. So this is, you know, the famous Henrik Ibsen play. But for a great deal of the play, Chastain doesn't even get up out of the chair that she sits in. And she gives this kind of subtle, nuanced performance. So those are the two best actresses to look at.
So, Jeff, just briefly, one big surprise or snub?
Maybe the biggest snub is Andrew Lloyd Webber's Bad Cinderella, which opened a couple of weeks before Phantom of the Opera closed. Phantom of the Opera, of course, was the biggest hit in Broadway history, running over 35 years. And Bad Cinderella did not get one single nomination.
Jeff London, freelancer in New York who covers Broadway for NPR. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.